Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Alegre Wood, The 5 Marketing Tasks Every SME Should Automate First and 3 You Shouldn't.
Good framing in the title alone, because most automation conversations are all upside, no limits. Brett actually draws the line.
He does, and he starts with a blunt observation. Most of your marketing day is admin, not marketing. The inquiry that sat unanswered for 2 days, the newsletter you meant to send last month, the Friday afternoon report nobody enjoys building.
Every business owner I've spoken to knows that feeling. You're not being lazy, there just aren't enough hours.
So Brett's rule of thumb is this: if a task is repetitive, follows clear rules, and doesn't need taste or empathy, it's a candidate for automation. If it needs judgment, relationship, or brand instinct, keep a person on it.
Simple test. And the first task he says to start with is lead follow-up.
This is where most SMEs quietly bleed money, is how he puts it. Someone fills in your form, replies to an ad, and then nothing happens for hours, sometimes days. By the time you call, they've rung 3 competitors.
The deal was lost on speed, not on price. That line stuck with me.
And he speaks from experience. At EasyTrack, his property business, the difference between a same-minute reply and a same-day reply is the difference between a conversation and a voicemail.
So what does the automation actually do there?
An AI OS, that's his AI operating system, watches your inquiry inbox and forms, replies within seconds with an on-brand message, asks the qualifying questions, and books the call into your diary. The warm lead is greeted and handed to a human while they're still interested.
The machine doesn't close the deal, it keeps the deal alive.
Exactly. Second task, email nurture. His distinction here matters. Automate the sending and sequencing, not the thinking.
So the welcome sequence for new subscribers, the follow-ups after a quote, the regular helpful content, all of that runs on schedule without anyone remembering to press send.
AI drafts the first version in your voice, pulling from your own past content. But you still read it before it goes. The machine writes the draft and runs the schedule. You keep your hand on the tone.
That split is the whole game, is what he says.
Third, social scheduling, specifically the repurposing, which is the bit everyone hates. His example is Dara Tires, another one of his businesses. They don't need viral fame. They need to look alive and present when a local customer checks.
Feed the system one good piece, a blog post, a customer story, a short video, and it drafts the social versions, suggests captions, cues them for the week.
Scheduling is automatable. Conversation is not. He draws that line clearly.
What are 4 and 5?
Reporting and lead sorting. On reporting, instead of someone stitching together numbers from ads, your site, and your email tool every month, an AI OS pulls those figures and hands you a plain English summary every Monday morning, what moved, what didn't.
Before your coffee is cold, he says.
And lead sorting is what he calls the unglamorous engine room. When inquiries come in from different places, something tags them, scores them, routes the good ones to the right person. Your salesperson opens their day to a tidy, prioritized list instead of a chaotic inbox. It augments the team by clearing the noise.
Now, the 3 you shouldn't.
First, your brand voice and positioning. Let AI draft within your voice, but never let it invent your voice. The machine copies taste. It doesn't have any.
Second, sensitive conversations. A complaint, a refund, a wobbling client, a big proposal. An automated reply to an upset customer makes a small problem worse, fast.
And third, final sign-off before anything goes public. No campaign, no price, no public post leaves the building without a human saying yes.
Automation does the work, a person owns the decision.
That's the rule he holds across all his businesses. Now, where to start? He's direct. Pick one task, not 5. Lead follow-up is the usual winner because the return shows up within days. Get it working, watch it for a fortnight, then add the next.
Trying to automate everything at once is how good ideas turn into expensive messes.
So this week, find the gap between a form submission and a human actually speaking to that person. That is your starting point.
And if you want a proper look at which tasks are worth automating, book the free AI audit at anabu.ai. They map your workflow, point out the easy wins, and tell you honestly where to keep humans in charge.
Full article is there too. Brett Allegre Wood, the Anabu AI blog. Worth a read.